Red Mirror, a required update on our latest battle pass. Brad.
No.
Do it. Update me.
Yeah. One more time, my lord.
I require an update on our battle pass.
My lord, the artists are working as hard as possible, but we just can't meet your deadline. I don't know why you gave a hard deadline when we told you we weren't going to ready for two more months at least. It's just not going to
Your insolence has cost you your wife. I didn't misspeak. You're getting divorced now. Unless the battle pass is ready with six arcana by tomorrow.
Six? My lord, we only have two arcana. If we release the prototype Windranger arcana, she's not ready.
This Sir Action Swex has forced our hand.
I'm not really doing an emperor voice anymore. Kind of just a weird baby.
There's just a real quick question. I do hate. It is not in my place. You're not Porky the Pig, are you?
No, I am Gabe Newell.
Oh, yes. Of course, Mr. Master Newell. Emperor Newell. Very well. We will release the battle pass at once.
Let the heat flow through you. Kill their wallets.
Unfortunately, it seems like in your greed, you have released the Windranger Arcana.
No!
Have you heard the tale of Earthshaker? It's not a story the Wyatt would tell you.
Where are those 50 rabbits I had?
Earthshaker was a dark ward of the Roma. I'm waving my hands in the air.
Really brings the whole story together, my lord. Your Excellency, what are you called? I forget what you were called.
Everything. You got the title, it's mine. I'll take it.
You've got anime, now we do too.
Hello, friends and folks, and welcome to Bottle Crow. It is May 25th, and we're here to talk about, you know, Dota 2.
On a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Six Datmar.
I'm Nick Cease. I don't know what to say now.
And I'm Emperor Newell. I'm big.
And this is Lord Purgecough. Surgecough.
Lord Surgecough.
He was the
Lord Emperor right? Surgecough.
Yes, yes.
Prepare the laser.
I think we got ourselves a new ice rod voice.
I think we did. it changes every time. You know, he brings something different, something new, something fresh every time, without fail.
What if there was a six dot and it was respect?
Yeah, I created a Bottle Crow Guild and I added six, and I think it's gone to your head a little bit.
I'm the Guild Master.
I require a tribute of five levels.
Yeah, gang, the battle passes upon us, and
in these trying times of the battle pass being out.
Listen, gang, I got a little closer to my microphone.
Oh,
that means we have a lot of listeners, and a lot of people are going through hard times.
So many listeners.
I want y'all to know, though, if you're out there and you're having a hard time, if finances are tough, I am with you. I am struggling with you. I feel your pain. But if you're perhaps a person out there who's like, I'm actually really rich is the thing, I could really use some battle pass levels.
Oh my god, we've done it. We've finally reached our peak. So
the Windranger Arcana is level 575. That's a lot desperate of levels, you guys.
You know our one friend who always has thousands and thousands of levels by the end? He's already 600, apparently. I just looked. That's 600, that's like $400.
What is he even getting out of those? Like, if he just gets like, listen, I need to talk to that guy. And honestly, if he just gets like a thrill out of spending money, mm-hmm. I've got great news for him.
Great business opportunity.
I've got some investment opportunities. How would you like to buy an ad on Bottle Co. in exchange for?
We'll do a custom sing, 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 and everything. He's looking for work these days.
Oh boy.
So it was, you know, what, 10 hours ago, not even, that we were playing some Apex Legends.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Which, by the way, queue time, we're playing a lot of Apex Legends these days.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking we need to have a queue time, which mm-hmm. means we need to have a bumper for queue time, by the way. So,
Of course.
Yeah,
we're playing a lot of Apex Legends. It's good.
Yeah, Apex is a fun game. I have never played Apex with you before a few days ago. You're if I may say so, a god gamer in certain respects.
I am better at Apex than you would expect. I'm not very good, but like I'm better than Nick. So,
not that that means much in Apex. Let me tell you, my favorite, as Six has now discovered, my favorite part of Apex Legends is running around and sliding places. But more than anything, it is scrambling around without a gun, just chain reviving teammates as lifeline.
Yeah, you know,
that's what I'm here for.
Your commitment to the bit is pretty admirable. There, we had, I think, the best fight I've ever seen in Apex Legends, which was we were fighting and we were doing okay. We killed a few people, mm-hmm. and then we started getting sniped from way up high. And so it was like, we were trying to figure out like, how do we fight this person? They're up so high. How do we even get shots on them? Cause they keep ducking back. And then, it turned out to be a Wraith who has the ability to sort of like link to places via a portal. Mm-hmm. And so they used a portal to get down to us and started fighting us. And then they went back through the portal and they downed me, but I was, you know, down, but not out. And so I just crawled through the portal. And then after a little bit of confusion of Nick being like, where did you go? What happened? Nick followed me through the portal, Nick, who was still alive, mm-hmm. and thus turned into this like, you know, you see like the Looney Tunes cartoon where there's like the hallway of doors and they're opening a door and they keep popping out of different doors. It was like that, but with portals, with these two idiots, both like every time the Wraith turned her back, Nick would try and revive me and then cancel mm-hmm. the revive and run through the portal again. And it's just like Yakety Sacks garbage.
Yeah. Neither of us, I'm definitely not good at shooting. This Wraith, I guess, not good at shooting or somehow not finishing you. And then finally, I think when I did revive you up high on the platform, she was like, there was a smoke or something, and she was walking through the smoke. And when Lifeline is reviving people in Apex, she puts like a shield in front of her. They mm-hmm. can block some shots. And this Wraith just kind of like aimed down sights, was like very slowly trying to walk through the shield. And because of that, I think I got the revive off. But that was the end. And then we killed her.
Yeah.
It was quite the round.
It was a real adventure.
Mm-hmm. And then we also played with some person who may or may not be a Twitch streamer, but carried our asses so far. We almost got a win, but he just like was constantly booking it, and we were always very far behind. I revived him like 3 times or something crazy. But we would be like, you know, a mile away and just hear all the voice lines like, oh, throwing grenade. An enemy has been slain. Oh, I'm taking fire. I'm out of shields. Bah. And we were playing catch up. I think he got 17 kills in the end or something ridiculous. And we were kind of along for the ride. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a bit wild. At the end there, after getting like 16 of the kills, it was just us and one other squad. And he was like, hey, I want to get these last 3 kills to, you know, get me to like an... He'd gotten 17 death points. I want to get these last 3 kills, get me an even 20. And we were like, oh, and, you know, we weren't on voice with him. It was like, okay. And so we went to go get a fight. And it was just like, all right, I mean, it's all you, man. And we ended up losing that last fight. And I, you know, I don't know if this would have turned the thing, but it probably was in part because I didn't shoot back because I was like, no, I don't want to steal his kill. And so I was like, I was standing there just like strafing, like dodging bullets, not firing back. Like, I don't want to take his kill.
Yeah.
Which was maybe the wrong choice.
But it was, you know, commitment. So what it's all about. But yeah, it was fun. And then as we were playing, we were, I think, in a queue for another one, and I saw that the Battle Pass had been released, which we knew was coming today, but you know, just wasn't really thinking about. So I'm like, oh, well, you know, while I'm in queue, let's go ahead and open up the webpage. And then like 30 seconds in, I'm like, shit, let's stop the queue, stop the presses. As we got down to, you know, we saw, oh, they're adding guilds back, which is such a meme on Reddit because they've been gone for like, I don't know, were they even in the game for very long? I don't even remember. I think it was a pre-reborn thing.
Yeah, it was a pre-reborn thing. We were pre-reborn for actually a long time. People like to forget that. But, you know, I don't know. They were in for a while, at least.
Yeah, and then nobody used them, so they removed them. And people are like, oh, my guilds. So I guess they're back, and I've been experimenting. There's a 50-person limit to guilds, first of all, which doesn't matter for some. It means it's not going to be like a big group thing. Like, We Like Dota podcast already made one, and like they're going to fill up pretty quickly, but we made one and we'll never fill up, so it's not meant to be like a huge social hub thing. But you earn points or shit for winning,
you earn points for other you earn points for other elements of this very complex battle pass.
So then there's going to be some sort of special custom game event thing, which I'm sure, Six, we cannot wait to play. It's just going to be a blast.
Yeah, no, just as it always is. Like everyone they've ever done, it will be a delight spectacular design, and I'll be like, why would I ever play regular Dota? I'm just here for gimmick Dota.
It's amazing, yeah. I mean, it's definitely not going to be a thing that only professional streamers are going to play, because it takes so long to be quote-unquote fun, or entertaining or fulfilling life goals in any way. Definitely won't be that. And then instead of one of the what the hell do they call it, cavern crawls, they're gonna have two, I guess, because more, you gotta, you know, always up the ante. Another meme, they brought back the side shop, quote unquote, as the name for their like cosmetic.
I don't understand this thing at all.
I was just doing it. So it's like, have you played Underlords, right? A little bit?
Yes, I played a little Underlords.
There's like a separate mini game draft thing in the Battle Pass where it's like, oh, you get a draft of a bunch of heroes and you can buy them for gold, and you earn gold through like some other part of the Battle Pass. And then you can level them up just like you can in Underlords. It's like, oh, you get three of a hero and it levels up to the next thing. And then there's different rarities of heroes, just like Underlords. And then I guess once you can cash in whatever heroes you have for rubies or blue gems, which are bigger rubies, and they give you different rewards. It's like cosmetics or voice lines and stuff. I don't know. Okay. It seems like a lot of shit for a cosmetic gimmick, but we'll see, I guess. It doesn't seem very fun. It's not.
Yeah.
I don't know why it would. It sounds weird to say it's not fun because it's not like a game. Whatever. They're trying something new. We'll see. They're revamping the MVP screen and the versus screen, so it's just full-on meme because I guess you can taunt and emote and stuff. Yeah. And then we get to where they're trying to be even more League of Legends than League of Legends. In true Dota style, just going way overboard with something. We got the pause screen playground. Because when you paused, previously it was like, oh, so boring. The only thing I can do is talk to other people on my team or the enemies. Now everyone's just going to play mini games. Whack-a-meepo, musical chairs, and hero hunt. Sounds like a great time. Sounds like, you know, good use of resources. Yeah.
We skipped over because there's not that much to say, but there you can put a, you can use tokens to put bounties on enemies, and you can gift battle passes to other people, which I don't to get like special titles, and you can do commit like predictions on community matches. But yeah, they added more to the to Dota Plus Assistant also.
Oh, I didn't realize this was assistant features. Yeah. What? Really? Mm-hmm. This is going to be locked? Oh, well. It's like healing, damage, like gold, XP, stuff. Oh, I didn't see they upgraded the like pull and stack timers that are part of Dota Plus, which is still a strange thing to me, but okay. And then all the other features that are just like tack-ons at this point because the Battle Pass is so full of stuff.
Bloat? Oh,
bloat.
Sorry.
No. Impossible. Yeah, we can high five again. Tip, our, there's either your Arcana vote, chat lines, Seb is back. Of course, Seb is back.
Rank double down.
Whatever it is. Really missing trivia. Just love the trivia. And then I guess we're to the cosmetics section six. Anything to say about the other bloat?
No, not the most. I mean, you know, that's just. I think there's a degree to which they're you know, obviously they're trapped by what they've done before, but they could be well served by rethinking some of these things, in my opinion.
This odd job is quite clunky, the whole draft thing, but whatever. It'll be 10 minutes of entertainment. So it's time to go to the Hat Cast.
Yes,
Hat Cast. Immortal One is out at the moment, the treasure. Take it away.
Okay, so we're starting off with Arcanic Resonance Beam from Tinker. It is a arm item that is like a red like vice with a laser in the middle, which gives him a custom laser effect. I haven't, so for, I will say real quickly, all I've seen is the GIFs of these. I haven't tried them in game, so I don't know what the sound effects are like. I think the visual effect looks solid. It looks cool. And I think the cosmetic fits him and looks good.
Wow, yeah. It is very, very understated. It's tasteful.
Sure. Moving on, we get Shadow of the Dark Age for Night Stalker, which is a pair of, like, glowy-handed gauntlets. It makes his crippling fear, like, do, like, a swirling, like, you know, Manos Hands of Fate thing.
It is very funky, yeah.
It looks a little silly, but I think it's one of those ones where it also makes it easier to tell, like, the range and stuff, which I think is helpful.
Yeah, that was nice.
And just passively, the glowing hands look cool. For Warlock, we get Warden of the Hellborn, where he gets this ridiculous horned updo, and I think it looks very silly.
It looks extremely... He's got a style going, you know? He knows what he wants. And he's got that haircut.
And it changes the effect on Fatal Bonds, and I think it makes it look more fancy, but it doesn't make it easier to read. Fatal Bonds always made sense, as much as it does now, so.
Yeah.
Dark Maw Inhibitor for Lifestalker.
Lifestalker. It's,
yeah. Yes, yeah, that's what I... That's Yes, Lifestalker. That's it.
Daywalker. Lifestalker.
I think the effect on it is dumb.
It adds an effect to Infest that's like very Bloodseeker.
Yeah, it's very melodramatic, I think, in a way that I don't love. But as just a regular cosmetic, I think it looks fine. Lifestalker, I don't love his aesthetics, but it's in line with his look.
Did you say it on purpose again? I knew. I only call it out because I knew you didn't. Okay. We got a prominence for Caudle, which is basically a Skywrath mage staff, but now Caudle has it, right? And the blinding light is, it's the same thing. Like, it makes the radius, the edge of the radius, like, much more clear. It's interesting.
It's got a pretty, like, blue and yellow ripple effect. It's good looking.
It very
it's
much solid. Fits with his style, though.
Like, yeah.
The colors palette is... very well matched.
It is one of those things where I think it's a way in which cosmetics can be bad for the game, where Blinding Light is an ability where the cosmetic, the effects look bad and don't communicate things very well, and they're like, oh, it's fine, we'll just make a paid cosmetic that does it instead of just fixing it, which is frustrating to me. Next we get Fate of Hydrophinai for Medusa. It's like a split tail with like glowing tips, and it changes her her mystic snake effect, and it's just good. I think it looks cool.
Yeah, again, like it very much matches with her her like general gem color, I guess.
I like the way like Mystic State classically just has the green effect, and I like the way it's the green shifting to pink because pink is also one of her colors, so I think it actually makes her themes, like it represents her visual themes better. It's good looking.
It's been so long, I forget the meme. Visual clarity, glance value?
Glance value. Meme? Sure. Yeah. Yes.
Generally good glance value.
Then we go into the rares. Very quickly, I'll get the gold ones out of the way. We've got... So, here's the thing, though. Golden Shadow of the Dark Age, Golden Dark Maw Inhibitor. These both actually kind of look okay.
Even the gold Night Stalker hands, really.
Yeah, the Night Stalker hands, I think, look worse, but they look alright. He's just got the glowing golden magic. The Golden Dark Maw Inhibitor for Life Stealer... is like not all gold. It's like the tips are gold and they're like gold stripes and gold eyes. It incorporates gold into the design, and that's all I've ever really wanted them to do with gold. It looks much better.
Moving, I think the last hat cast we did, there was also a tasteful gold item, if I remember.
Yeah,
gold, maybe like, Valve, you know, taking a new direction.
I have this reputation for hating gold, and I think it's justified. But understand that mostly I just think that gold is easy to misuse.
It's true. It's easy to overuse.
We got for Puck the bonus rare reward Blossom of the Merry Wanderer.
She's like a Bulbasaur
thing. Yeah, she's like a flower Bulbasaur, and she drops a flower and it. Yeah, that's fine.
Six, can you believe it? There's another Pudge item. Wow, there's so few. It's like finally we get like, you know, some respect for Pudge.
So here's the thing, right? Have you seen Alita Battle Angel, the movie?
No.
The reason I bring it up is for a very specific reference, because this hook has like the claw with the individual fingers with their own chains, which looks very much like a like early movie enemy from Alita Battle Angel. Mostly it's just like, I think it looks kind of dumb, but it executes on its concept, and it's here for people who play Pudge and like to look tacky, and congratulations.
I've just looked up Alita Battle Angel and it is terrifying. Her face is absolute uncanny valley.
You get anime used to it. Eyes. I mean, that's the point. But
it's the point disturbing of, to look at this picture. Okay.
Well, anyway. Well,
and that's, I guess, probably all the cosmetics. It's probably it, right?
No, we're maybe halfway. Maybe.
So the terrain is next. Sanctums of the Divine.
Apparently it makes it look more like the way it's portrayed in artifact art.
Yeah, I didn't realize that till Slacks called it out. I like how the Radiant looks. It's like, it's a lot of clean stone, like white marble stone looking things, which is very nice. I did realize when they showed the dire version of the GIF, it looks a lot like League of Legends, or at least what I remember.
Specifically the way they paint the ground looks very like the modern the very very like smooth texture, but like painterly, almost like pastels. It looks it does look very much like the redone League map. I agree with you. I also think it looks good though, so I'm okay.
It's not like a negative y'all. I think I'm past my ooh league stage.
Maybe. You're not, but you're definitely getting there. You're getting there.
But no, it just reminded me of that.
Next up, we get a persona for Pudge. It's Pudge the Toy Butcher.
You got to read the lore, you know.
Yeah, feared amongst all fluff-stuffed denizens of the toy box, the Toy Butcher stalks the corners and shadows of the bin, always on the hunt for his next kill another in the bin. Every toy knows that once the butcher has his hooks in you, your stuffing and your life are forfeit, left strewn about the jungle as the plushy monster jaunts away from your ragged remains. I actually had a thought, which was, I wonder if they are going to add, like, family-friendly persona for a lot of their, like, more gory ones, and then, like, there'll be a, like, a... Because if they want to, like, stream Dota on TV, it would be useful for them if they had a toggle they could enable that's like, oh, look, and now everything looks kind of family-friendly.
Yeah. Because I know some... It has to only be a few, like Bloodseeker, the gore toggle in the game. Mm-hmm. I think he doesn't have blood or something, so that they could release the game in China.
Right. Yeah. There's always
weirdness with, you know, releasing stuff in China. But I think yeah, they're right, because there is technically already that in there. I just can't think of another hero besides him. But yeah. That'd be interesting.
And so the reason I mentioned before that I said there were like six. Arcana is because persona are basically arcana.
Yes,
right?
Emperor Gaben, could you explain to us the difference between a persona and an arcana?
A persona is a reworking of the origins and lore of the hero in order to fit them into a new style and motif.
Okay, and then an arcana?
Arcana is an evolution of the storyline and lore. What is happening to my voice?
It's already evolved. My mouth, I cannot open it very far. I am becoming French. Oh no.
<E-be-de-be-de-be-de>.
What is that? Exactly my thoughts. Thank you, Lord Gaven.
Next we have, this is an interesting example, right? So I think we have, like, Kid Invoker is like a different imagining of Invoker, right?
And can we agree just awful? Just,
yeah, I really hate
him. A real awful, like, being in the game with a Kid Invoker is a detriment to your soul.
I like the idea. The execution really leaves me wanting.
Well, exhorts something.
And then we've got the Toy Butcher, which again is like, well, what if Pudge was instead just a toy? But now we have the Anti-Mage persona, the Disciple's Path, from the ashes of the Terstar Curie faith. The world sees a new lineage rise, trained in the lost arts, lost ways, excuse me. But then let's say their art, you know.
Yeah, they're pretty helpful.
By her adopted mentor, the Anti-Mage, the Disciple Wei has been called upon by the Tyler Estate to put her practice to the final test and see if she's truly ready to face the world of magic and bring the wizards of these realms to their vile knees.
I love how the knees explicitly are what's vile.
Yeah, you know, listen, yeah, have you seen... Listen, there's a reason mages wear robes. Have you seen their knees?
No, I can't imagine. Disgusting
wizard
knees.
Oh. Yeah, they're bad.
They're bad.
So this is apparently a girl that Anti-Mage has been training to be another Anti-Mage.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's... Again, this is a first time for the persona that it is not like a reimagining of this character. This is another character that can and exists in this world and is just another Anti-Mage now.
Yeah. Her design is, she's got like the Anti-Mage, you know, like monk habit, purple cloth type deal going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, a black like undershirt, whatever. And then she has the... one shoulder and one leg exposed.
She has she better have some lines about how she's really into like avant fashion, because she's wearing a skin tight black bodysuit with clothing over it, but the skin tight black bodysuit exposes one shoulder and one thigh, and it's just like, girl, I mean, listen, I understand. You are going onto a battlefield, and boy, wouldn't it be nice if the swordsman on the other side was staring at you instead of what you were doing. But, my goodness.
I mean, We Like Sleeves definitely would have some sort of take on this. I feel like what might be better is if the same shoulder and thigh were not exposed. Like, it's her left shoulder and thigh that are not inexplicably not covered.
But if you remember, if you think about Anti-Mage, Anti-Mage walks with one shoulder forward.
Does he?
Yes. If you watch Anti-Mage's movement, he has a stance where one shoulder is forward. One would imagine that it is the clothed one, and the other one is back because it, and so it doesn't need to be as well protected because the brunt of the attacks are coming towards the other shoulder.
That is honestly amazing that you know and remember that. Imagine explaining to someone. Oh, well, you see.
I surprise even myself sometimes. and then we get another arcana. We get the one true king, Skeleton King is back.
Skeleton King. In an age lost even to his own memory, Astarion fed his lust for eternal life, not with spectral essence, but a nigh unending harvest of bone. The walls of his palace were formed of fired bone, the streets paved with bones of every sort of creature and every enemy, and those of the flesh who entered this domain took great care, for the king was first and foremost a collector, and nothing moved in the empire of bone without summoning the gaze of his unblinking eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is a arcana for Wraith King that makes him Skeleton King. Also gives him an alternate style where the bones are like, if he kills 100 different heroes, he's got a list, and if he kills 100 different heroes, he gets an alternate version where his bones are like burning with malevolent fire, because it's an arcana. Of course, there's a fire version, but.
He gets Skeleton Bros, his summons. His high five emote is custom, like, skeleton hand.
Mm-hmm.
Inexplicably.
He's got different effects and stuff, obviously. He's got 400 new Arcana exclusive voice lines, which I haven't checked out, and I'm not going to do on the podcast because I'm a professional. But here's the thing.
Hold
Nick.
On. I'm sorry. Yeah? I accidentally just clicked on it. Let me see if it's the same one. No, it's not.
Oh god.
Right?
Stop.
Oh. Yeah.
I clicked it and nothing happened, and I clicked it again and again, and then like four of them played at once, and it was the loudest thing that's ever happened to me. Oh my god.
The one I got was people have been asking me if I'm back, and yeah, I'm thinking I'm back. Which is a John Wick line. Which is amazing. Wow. That's amazing.
I have always been fairly, you know, I didn't make a big deal out of it because, like, listen, if you had your fondness for it, whatever, but like the one true king, like bring Skeleton King back stuff, I basically quietly rolled my eyes at. This is sick as hell. This is really cool.
Yeah. The legality of this must be very interesting, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then this is just a you know, they listen to a lot of people, but I am one of the people they listen to because we also have a Queen of Pain arcana, the Eminence of Ristol, which does what I was, which I sarcastically said, what if an arcana gave her a shirt? Well, guess what?
Is it really a shirt?
I mean, it's an open shirt, but it's a shirt.
That's true. You know, we like shirts.
Mm-hmm.
She looks
no sleeves.
It's like,
no
what
sleeves.
If she was. Not even succubus, just like full demon. She's very red and angry.
Yeah, yeah. Content for so long exploring the playground of the mortal realm, Akasha returns now to the court of Ristol, where her star has fallen in her time away, but the queen above intends to claim the throne below. Striking a bargain with an exiled demon prince, Akasha has seized a new measure of power, and her fiendish plans are at last set to begin. If it changes her voice lines to be less gross, I will finally play Queen of Pain because she's fun.
It's got to go farther, right? For sure. It's just got to go farther.
It's just like recordings of certain types of actors just moaning. Like, yep, what would you even do?
Every time she gets a last hit.
Oh, baby, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was like that, if it was like the Kool-Aid Man, then I'd be here for it.
Oh, yeah.
The Pain Train.
Nice, nice. And that will be unlocked at level 445.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And then at level 575, Compass of the Rising Gale, the Windranger Arcana.
Not even Lirilei herself understood the true extent of her connection with the Guardian Wind. With no knowledge of her forebearers or memories of her first days, she could but listen for the truth and the whispers of sun-dappled trees around here, or the howling storms that keep even daylight at bay.
So let's talk. Mm-hmm. Everybody sit down, because it's Lore of the Week. Now,
it's actually, I'm more studied than I used to be because of Wendy, the hero concept that we had recently. So I had read Windranger's lore.
You may recall that in Windranger's lore, which we have made fun of for being very light and badly written, it talks about how she was born and the wind knocked down her house and she doesn't know who her parents were, but just like the wind's looking out for her, right? Mm-hmm. If we look at this art, you will notice that, one, her body is sort of dissolving into wind. Her legs are. Her arms have this, like, curling, like, bluish-whitish, like, pattern going on. And she has, like some sort of, like, ethereal butterflies going after her.
Very much a Disney princess with these windy butterflies.
Mm-hmm. I'm here to tell you that with this one piece of art, I am here to say I know what species Lorelei is, and it's not human.
Oh.
Lorelei is a sylph. Now, if you look at sylphs in, like, D&D tradition, the thing about sylphs is they can often look like very thin humans and live with humans and not know, but they are descended from elementals of some sort, for example, wind elementals. They will, at a certain age, discover that connection and be able to call upon the wind in various ways, and they will get blue markings on their bodies. Windranger's a sylph.
Wow. Do we have other sylphs, right? Is Dark Willow?
Dark Willow...
No, she's a fairy thing?
Yeah, she's something else.
Okay. She's something else.
She calls upon, like, this is one of those instances where I specifically called out the D&D tradition of sylphs, because sylph is a very general term in terms of, like, the world. It just means, like, imaginary spirit of the air, and so it can be used to refer to, like fairies and stuff, which is what Dark Willow is more, or Mireska is more in line with. But in the D&D tradition, it's specifically a person who is descended from a human and a elemental spirit. Which I believe to be the case with Windranger. The wind wasn't looking out for her because it killed her parents. The wind was looking out for her because it was one of her parents.
It was her parents.
Well, wow. Probably there was a dad or a mom in there too. Who knows?
Wow. Yeah. It is very League of Legends style, and then it's like very, I would say it's like anime, but it's like, just it's very cartoon.
It's extreme. It's very like it does extremely look like the splash screen for a League of Legends skin.
It looks like this would, if this is my 5-year-old knowledge of League, like this would have a custom like sound like song, and then on the League of Legends login screen it would be this like partial still image technique that people do, and it's like her hair fluttering in the wind. That's what it would be.
That's called live 2D.
Oh, live 2D, yeah. Oh, I'm noticing her hair is also like the wind. It's got the ombre. Look at that.
Okay. The ombre?
Isn't that
the
thing?
The bits of white?
Like, yeah, it's like the...
What do you mean?
It's like classy frosted tips. Isn't that what it's called?
Okay, well, I just am not aware of the term. You could be right. But also, another deep lore pull that actually has been foreshadowed in previous cosmetics, the Aria of the Western Wind hairstyle has those same... It's a much shorter hairstyle, but it has that same streaks of white look going on.
She's got full... It is full-on, like, aerial colors.
Oh, yeah. Aerial red hair. She's going hard in the paint, and speaking of which, it looks like she has some paint on her face.
Nice. Good stuff.
I think it looks great, and I'm super excited.
It's level 575.
So, getting close to my mic again, folks. If you...
Help a brother out. You got some lettuce. Yeah.
If you want a bag of shredded cheese, I'll deliver it to your house and sign it for $500. Anywhere in the U.S. International delivery is extra because plane tickets aren't cheap right now. That's a lie. They actually are really cheap right now, but also I would probably get sick and die because I don't have an immune system, and you have to offset the cost of that.
Exactly. One win, you're gonna... Yeah, we'll see. I mean, there's... So it's $45 for the level 100 battle pass, and then it's $10 for every 24 levels, and then there's I think always now at this point, a level bundle for the Steam Summer Sale, but I forget how many levels that usually is.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like 50 or 100.
It's going to cost some dosh.
We're going to... Valve finally realized... Oh, and we're not even done. They have, like, the Living Towers thing back again.
Mm-hmm. But this time they look like Baron Nashor from League of Legends.
It looks exactly... Well, I don't know what it looks like anymore, but...
It looks almost exactly like Baron Nashor.
Okay.
At least the Dire one. The Radiant one looks a little different, but the Dire one is just that guy.
It's just Baron. Yep. Oh, and then we got a bunch of other cosmetics and shit, and there's the consumables back. There's a portal that spawns... I don't even know. There's so many different things that are spawning.
Junk.
It spawns junk on the map, including like hot chili peppers.
You can customize your pings to look different. There are, of course, more sprays. There are more taunts. There are more emoticons. There are more chat wheel sounds. There's an evolving courier, which is like a kitty with like a ball of yarn, and it's cute. Mm-hmm. There's a music pack. There's an announcer pack. There are the ranged special effects. There's the emblem effect, which is like the thing that goes on the ground underneath your hero. There are the seasonal effects. There are wards. There are river vials.
There's a music the tribute. Pack.
There's the trust the benefactor. Again, there's the Aegis and the baby Roshan. If you spend so much money that I want to kill you. And that's everything.
I didn't realize what this was. At level 1575, all ranged heroes get a different effect on their auto attacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just adds like a gold trail, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it drastically changes most heroes. Like, damn, Windrangers is just extremely obvious.
Pay to lose, right?
Yeah, pay to lose. Valve has finally realized you have to spend money to make money. And if you do spend money and just keep spending money, you will just keep making money and making money and making money.
They're going to make a lot of money off of me. They already made $45.
Right.
And I'm nowhere near that goddamn corner.
Yeah, and house... God damn it. Home improvements of New Earth. One of these days. In Home Improvements of New Earth News, you know, maybe I just don't finish the house. We'll take a second mortgage. Co-written with Valve Software.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I am devastated they would do this to us. It honestly, right? It is honestly violent.
As you said before we recorded, this is the meanest thing they've ever done to you.
It's really cruel.
The fact that it's the most expensive one, too. But I mean, I'm excited for all this. We'll see when they only have a Arcana page for Wraith King. So we'll see when.
Right, because that one's already out. Wraith King is
out.
Oh,
it is. It's fully out.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Yep, but everyone else, we'll see how long it actually takes them to do it. But we don't really know how long this battle pass will last, as far as I know.
What they've said, and this was before it came out, but there was a Valve employee on Reddit who said expect it to last the same amount of time as a previous battle pass.
Okay.
Which, we'll see.
Yeah.
That was just one person saying that. Nick... Tota's going a bit mad here. I think we need to take it to gold for meat.
Gold for
meat.
This is a journey into money. Loads of money.
Gold for meat.
Hello, friends and folks, and welcome to Gold for Meat, the segment about spending money for food and getting bang for your buck. It's about fast food, y'all.
Nice.
Let's talk about fast food. We do it all the time anyway. Why not give it its own segment, right?
Exactly. More segments are always better, I'm sure, right? Right?
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Right.
Nick, how do you feel about burgers and fries?
I am not a fan of McDonald's thin fries, I gotta say. The string fries just have never really done it for me.
Well.
They don't, you know, I don't actively ever seek them out. They've got to be at least a little bit thicker.
Do you feel like you could identify different fries and burgers?
You mean like from different...
Are you ready for a list? You're going to have 5 fries and 5 burgers. You'll match the fries with their institution, and you'll match the burgers with their institution. We will do fries first.
Okay, I love it.
Okay, so if you may want to write these down, I don't know this. I have a list here. Here are your 5 types of fries.
Okay.
Curly fries. Shoestring fries. Not really French fries. Cajun fries, and bottomless fries.
What?
And your options to match the fry style with the restaurant. You have Arby's. You have Five Guys. You have Red Robin.
Red Robin.
You have Steak and Shake. And you have In-N-Out.
Wow.
Match the fry with the restaurant.
I do want to say I have been to a Red Robin. I don't know where the nearest one actually is to me. I don't know what a Steak and Shake is, but I do know that In-N-Out is a Western thing.
Get the other 4, then it's just process of elimination, right?
That's true, exactly. Okay, well, first off, curly fries are Arby's. I know that.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
But that is where my experience ends. So I'm going to say that Five Guys, I know what Five Guys fries are. I'm going to say they're not really French fries.
Incorrect. How do you want me to do this? Do you want me to tell you what the not really French fries actually are at this point?
No. Let's keep going. The only one of these that is not fast food is Red Robin. So I'm going to say bottomless fries, Red Robin.
Congratulations, that's correct.
Okay.
3 left.
Okay. I'm trying to think. I've never had In-N-Out, but I know it's famous. I think In-N-Out has shoestring fries.
Incorrect.
Okay, well, Steak and Shake has shoestring fries.
Yes, it does.
In-N-Out has Cajun fries?
No.
Five Guys has Cajun fries?
Five Guys has Cajun fries.
What does that mean?
They sprinkle a bunch of Cajun seasoning on them.
What? Since when?
You can get normal fries if you want them, but they also do Cajun fries.
I didn't know they did Cajun fries. That's what they're known for. That shows you the last time I went to Five Guys, I guess. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Explain to me these other two.
So, okay. Not really French fries from In-N-Out. In-N-Out will fry French fries to order. They take a potato. They slice it through a machine, a mandolin or whatever, like a thingy, and then they fry them for you. That's not how you make French fries. French fries are twice fried. They are making bad fries.
Ooh.
And that is why In-N-Out fries taste bad, because they're doing a bad job. They're so obsessed with freshness that they are abandoning quality.
Damn.
I love In-N-Out. Their fries are garbage.
Brutal take on In-N-Out. Wow. I do understand, though, yeah.
Okay. Steak and Shake does do the shoestring fries. The fries so thin, you don't know why they bothered.
I mean, honestly, like, think about the surface area to flesh ratio. When you have salty French fries, you, like, it's too much salt. You have too much surface area.
But good news, in response to this, they usually undersalt them.
Oh, God, great.
So they just don't taste like anything.
So it's just, like, limp, semi-fried potato stick.
They're pretty crispy. It's just like Yeah, because there's so little in the middle to make them inflexible. But they're just nothing. They're just nothing.
Great. Fried.
It's like a bundle of edible toothpicks. They're garbage. Yeah, five guys with the Cajun fries. But we still have our burger side of this affair. Are you prepared for that?
I'm ready.
Your burgers are the thick burger.
Now, how does that spelled?
Word thick, the word burger, but one word, compound word.
Okay. Not the meme thick. Gotcha.
The arch deluxe.
Oh, God.
The queso burger.
What?
The stacker king and the son of Baconator.
Okay.
And your restaurants to match these with are Wendy's, Burger King.
Wendy's or Wendy's?
Piss off. Who cares?
I thought you actually said Wendy's, and I don't know if Wendy's is an actual thing.
It's
Wendy's?
Two different ways of saying the same name. Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, Carl's Jr. / Hardee's, depending on your region, and Sonic Drive-In.
God. So, I'm going to say Son of Baconator is Wendy's, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Shout out to whatever my fucking hero concept was that I based off of Wendy and Wendy's. Burger King has to be the Stacker King, right?
Yes, it does. It does.
I could see you throwing me, a red herring there, but thankfully another freebie. None of the thick burger, Arch Deluxe and Queso Burger, none of that sounds like a McDonald's product to me.
Hmm.
It's the problem. I'm going to go and...
Interesting. Interesting.
Say... I'm thinking Arch Deluxe has this, very old... timey burger joint sound to it. So I don't think it's going to be McD and Queso Burger. McDonald's is not, I don't think queso would be of any sort on the menu at McDonald's. I'm going to say the thick burger is McDonald's.
That's wrong.
Wow. Arch Deluxe?
Yes, the Golden Arch is the Arch Deluxe.
Oh.
The Arch Deluxe was a briefly sold burger in 1996. It was a failed McDonald's item.
Oh, what was it, something special?
It was supposed to be their more fancy. I think it was the one where they had it split into two different.
The hot cold thing?
The hot and cold thing. I think that was the same one.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Now we get into the Sonic or Carl's Jr. / Hardee's, which I've never had. I think Sonic though. When I think Sonic, I think the image of some sort of extremely disturbingly homogenous nacho cheese. So I'm going to say the queso burger is for Sonic.
That's spot on.
Oh, thank goodness. And then it means Carl's Jr. has a thick burger.
Yes, they do.
Okay. And it's just like a triple, a quarter?
It's a third pounder. It's a third pounder. I thought about doing their $6 burger because that would throw you for a loop, perhaps. But in the end, I went with the thick burger.
It seems like that kind of thing you really shoot yourself in the foot, right? Because the $5 footlong for Subway, as we know, is hanging on by a thread, right?
Well, they're very clever about that one because the $6 burger is much less than $6. It is a burger that, if you went to a local restaurant, would cost you $6. That's their pitch. They're saying this is the $6 burger, but you're getting it for $3.59 or whatever.
That is extremely confusing.
Yes.
Can I get $6 burger off the $6 menu?
Also in California, because our prices for everything are higher, the $6 burger is basically $6.
Amazing. Perfect.
Time makes fools of us all.
Well, that was a very good gold for me at six. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you think we should take a break from food?
Just sure.
In general, we should fast. How long you think? Until the next episode, maybe? 2 weeks?
Yeah, no more food.
Okay. Food is canceled. Excellent. While we're hungering for things, let's hunger for some literature and kick it over to E.E. Cummings.
No, No. 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 No! No. No, Empire, no, Empire, Empire, no, Empire, Empire. No. 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 No! No. 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 I said no, no, no! No!
Hello and welcome to... Oh, wait, I feel like we should, you know, we should have a very English teacher vibe for E.E. Cummings, right?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Eternal E.E. Cummings.
Wow, that was in sync. 3-2-1 mark. Wow.
Yes.
Very good. Very nice. Very well played, Six.
Thank you. Thank you. The chair recognizes the gentleman from wherever the fuck you are.
Wherever the fuck I am. You know what they say, no matter where the fuck you go, there the fuck you are. Today we have a piece from Jackie Mao, Sunset. Great carnal Roshan Pit, far from the crowd, that tempts low behavior score with ping. Yet still its armor grows heavensward, poor thing. Battle pass, come challenges, cosmetic proud, and to the highest level hastes one, wallet bowed. White-fingered whale, a little excited thing, the freely spilling of her pocket bring, and spill upon the dead game's server overcrowds. Aren't you glad?
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very much, Nicholas.
15 minutes in Discord before we hit the record button to have this literature wash over you.
That's a pretty good one.
Excellent. I think Eternal Envy Cummings might need like a leaving bumper so we can stop talking like this.
Yeah, yeah.
You're all free now!
Okay, it happened.
Excellent, thank God.
Maybe I'll just play like the 90s, like Sega, just to reset the mood,
or just internally be no, no. Someday I'll do an EE voice.
Wow, Nick, we didn't, you know, we talked about the battle pass, we've talked about fast food and poetry,
mm-hmm.
and. I'll be real with you, I'm plumb tuckered out.
The way, what was it? I think the way your voice fell on the last syllable makes me think you're kidding. But I'm only 70% sure.
I think we're ready.
I knew it.
To take it to the plug zone. Nick, where can people find you on the internet?
People can find me at twitch.tv/ceasesgeese. Where one day I will stream my poultry. I recently went on a social media binge where I registered twitter.com. At ceases. I don't know what the URL is.
It is twitter.com/ceasesgeese. Yeah.
Excellent. And you can write all your geese, duck, and chicken related questions to me, who currently doesn't know much about them, at ceasesgeese@gmail.com.
Spectacular.
Marvelous.
If you want to find the show, we're at BottleCrow on Twitter. You can send your questions or comments there. And if you want to find me, I'm at SixDetmar, SixDetmar.
You can join our guild, B-Crow.
Sure, why not?
I'm sure we'll all stop using it within a month.
Yeah, you know, I don't play much Dota, so.
Yeah, heaven, hell no. Who plays Dota?
I mean, you know, though, if it'll earn me some levels, maybe.
Oh, shit. We'll do favors for levels, yeah.
But until next time, folks, peace out.